Nice to have you here. I'm Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter. Pleased to be joined this morning by CNBC New York contributor and host of the Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL, which airs Saturdays at 7 p.m. He's also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry Kudlow joins us now. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nice to have you. Busy week for you as well, because you've been pushing for a long time for tax reform. Are you pleased with the state of progress as the House is expected to take up the Senate budget on Thursday?
Well, there's good and there's bad in this story. I hope the House ratifies the Senate budget. And the rules put out by Senator Enzi, who heads the Senate Budget Committee, will permit a House vote in agreement with the Senate so they don't have to go to conference. And that would save them, you know, at least a week's time, maybe more. So I do like that part, and I hope the House follows through. On the other hand, there's some ideas floating around about so-called TAFORs, and Republicans are being mau-mau'd by Democrats for the usual, you know, tax cuts for the rich. So stuff that I don't like, and I just want to make this as simple as possible. The way to get the business tax cuts, and some on the individual side, but this is principally a bill for the business tax cuts, which 70% of the benefits will go to middle-class wage earners. The way to do this is to score it as 3% growth over the next 10 years. And if they don't do that, and they try to make this out to be some kind of tax reform blueprint, which it is not and has never been, and they look for pay-fors that would be political obstacles, they're going to blow it. They're going to muff it. And I don't want them to blow it. I want them to get it done, and I want them to score it at 3%, which any number of economists, at least on the Republican side, believe is quite possible.
Well, I hope at least the Council of Economic Advisors, once we have an actual bill, can give us something. If not them, somebody on the right can give us the 3% scoring, because my guess is the official institutions are not going to give us a 3% rate.
Well, that is correct. The CBO will not. The Joint Tax Committee will not. They do not have dynamic growth models. They don't have incentive models. And they don't agree or believe or have anything in their models that specify lower business taxes for large and small companies would boost wages. They don't get that. So, yes, there are a number of distinguished academics, most from the Republican side. One Democrat, Lawrence Kotlikoff, has a very good op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. He's not a Republican. But Larry Lindsey, former CA head, Greg Mankiw, Casey Mulligan, of course the current CA, Kevin Hassett, and others, Ed Lazier, they all believe that the biggest benefits will accrue to the middle-income wage earners, and that has to be the mantra for the administration. Stop messing around with class warfare. Stop letting Democrats mau-mau you. Just stick to your guns. There's a lot of academic work behind it. And then all will be well, and this thing could be done by early December.
Well, you talk about class warfare, and that is exactly what Grover Norquist feels a million-dollar tax bracket would be, that it is building a compromise with the sin of envy, seen as a olive branch to the Democrats. Is that where we're heading, though? More people not paying in, and then the people at the top paying more in.
Yeah, well, of course, the people at the top already pay the vast amount of tax revenue.
Yes.
But Grover is right, and this is all unnecessary. These are Republicans, unfortunately, acting like Republicans, which is to say they are so easily cowed and mau-mau'd by these Democratic class warfare arguments. The country doesn't care. I've seen polls. They don't care. You know what people want? Growth. Jobs. Wages. Okay? That's what they want. This resentment argument, Democrats have used this for years unsuccessfully. Just ask Hillary Clinton. That was her sole tax policy. GOP, or, you know, Trump was making rich people better. Richer. By the way, I like rich people. I like millionaires. Let me defend millionaires. I thought the whole idea for the GOP was to reward success, not punish it, and stop the war against business. So GOP should not go there. And I don't think they need a fourth bracket either. You see, here's going to be a problem. Let me tell you this. The leadership in the House is going to wind up placing itself in opposition to a lot of conservatives, including myself and others, because they're going to try to make this somehow revenue neutral, which means put a lot of wacky pay-fors, like this 401k.
Right.
I mean, Trump was so totally right in vetoing a 401k. I mean, talk about a middle-class tax cut.
Well, let me ask you about that specifically, because it seems like this isn't just an effort to try and win over Democrats or something. They don't need Democrats. They just need simple majorities.
Right.
But the budget mechanism, actually getting this passed through reconciliation, requires them satisfying the CBO that the deficit...
require. That word require is wrong.
Is it? Okay, tell me why.
Because it's just no, there's no law, there's no constitutional amendment. All it is a custom. I mean, it's a custom. So, in the beginning of the CBO, look, I was one of Reagan's budget deputies in his first term many years ago, and the window was about 2 years, the scoring window. Then it went to 3, then it went to 5, in recent years it's been 10. It could be 20 years. It could be 30 years. Pat Toomey, Senator Pat Toomey is exactly right. The same is true with the scoring. There's no law that says you have to use CBO. There's no law that says you have to use the Joint Tax Committee. The parliamentarian can be overruled, and more realistic, incentive-oriented dynamic growth can be put in its place. The CBO gets it wrong.
Yes.
They get it wrong. Now, look, everybody gets it wrong sometimes. They get it wrong all the time. But the principle is bigger. They do not have a growth dynamic model, and that needs to be changed. Now, I think something's coming out of the Treasury Department. My friend Arthur Laffer has a new model, by the way, that they could use. But there's no requirement. That's the point.
Good. Well, that's a good point to end on. Appreciate that, Larry. And we'll talk to you again next week as this thing moves along. Appreciate it, sir.
Appreciate it.
844 now on WMAL.